This place looks nice and comfortable right from the start. Simple house, quiet suburban neighborhood. It looks like the kind of block where friendly neighbors host barbecues and let their kids wander through each other's yards. Not the obvious setting to kick off a bachelor party. Although, really, I've pretty much given up guessing what to expect beforehand at times like this. There have been nights where things seemed a little sketchy at first and ended up great. Then there were others in fancy hotel suites with classy, well-dressed guys who turned out to be complete assholes. You just can't always know what's coming. But I've developed a decent instinct for avoiding the sleazy ones, and this job looked good. The host's emails were well-written and smart, always a good sign. He even uses a proper Oxford comma. I can't stand people who don't use the Oxford comma. I get the same impression of him right away when he opens the door. He casually shakes my hand and looks me in the eye as if it's any ordinary meeting. Maybe that's not always unusual, but it's hardly a given either. He shows me around and points out the guest room I can use, asks what I might need, lets me get my music playlist set up. The usual stuff. Once I drop my bag, we wander back to the kitchen and have a drink since nobody else is around yet. We chat about our lives and our ordinary jobs. He loses some points for doubting my favorite basketball team this season. But I don't hold it against him much. He doesn't ask dumb questions about stripping or act like I might be some kind of sex pot. It's easy just to hang out and chat. We do talk a little about my dancing gig. And of course, anyone who does this has some stories to tell about it. I tell him about some of the usual nuisances. There are the people who have trouble with the no-touching rule, or the ones who assume I'm selling other favors on the side. I mean, I have nothing against women who do. I'm just not going to suddenly be up for anything just because a guy's throwing some money around. So, he asks, does that mean I don't offer any extras? Now I almost start to get frosty for a second. He already knows I'm only dancing for the men at this party, nothing else. We covered the bases when arranging the job. He sees the look on my face and quickly explains that no, he doesn't want to change the plan. He's just curious. Oh. Surprisingly, I'm not annoyed. Again, he's looking right in my eyes. And I actually feel my face getting a little hot. The directness is sort of refreshing. The question comes out sounding sincere, not judgy or creepy. His tone is business casual, just like his clothes. It simply sounds like he's someone used to considering options, and his smile is genuine enough. I keep my mouth shut for a moment. If he's talking about a private quickie or something, well, I've never done that on the job, although he doesn't need to know that. I have to admit to myself there's always been something interesting about the idea, maybe in the right circumstances. I decide to follow his lead and just act like it's no big thing. I don't know, I tell him. That would definitely, depend on what someone had in mind. I don't even know where I'm going with that. But I only freeze up for a moment before the doorbell rings. Thank God. He just laughs a little and assures me that tonight's crowd is pretty nice, so I shouldn't have any more horror stories. I disappear to the guest room to get ready, then have a little time to quietly sit and think while listening to the house fill up. The truth is, I could really use a good fuck. It's been a while. When I think about it, he seems like someone I'd consider for a quick fling. Those eyes. Things get started soon enough. I'm feeling pretty settled by the time I hear a knock on the door and he pokes his head in. Showtime. The gang is a little rowdy, and there are the usual catcalls when I walk out, but nothing sets off any red flags. Everyone is pretty nice after all, which helps me feel comfortable enough to really enjoy the dance. I get into the routine, making eye contact, watching people's reactions, getting a feel for which guys it would be fun to pay extra attention to, and who would probably feel too awkward instead. The music picks up and I really get going. I start swaying and teasing, lifting my shirt a little, running my hands down my hips and legs, tossing my hair. The groom-to-be has a chair in the middle of the floor, which I gravitate toward once the clothes start coming off. Of course, I give him the main treatment, sitting in his lap, letting him take off my bra, burying his face in my chest. Everyone gets a lap dance at one point or another. I take my time going around the room, getting nice little tingles from everyone's eyes all over me. I make sure not to give the host his turn until all my clothes are off, then linger and grind a little extra long in his lap. He gets one of my special tricks, which involves flipping around in his lap so my feet are on his shoulders. That gets some extra cheers from the room, and still he has that same look, happy and curious. There are a few more songs, more swaying and grinding, more faces buried in my tits. It's the right kind of party. Enthusiastic yells and good-humored jokes. No phones or photos. Everybody's following the rules. It breezes by until I'm done, and I get a nice glow from the applause as I walk back to the bedroom to get dressed again. When I come back into the living room, the others are starting to pile into their cars for their bar crawl. Our host says he's just waiting to send me off before catching up with them. He asks if everything's all right. I pick up my phone and the music speaker I was using, glance through the envelope he's left next to it, and say things look fine. We're all good here, unless... I hadn't even been considering the question, but it just pops out of my mouth. Unless there's anything else. Did I just say that? There's a flutter in my chest, a kind of excitement I've never gotten just from giving a strip show. His face lights up with interest, and he glares towards the door. Everyone else is gone. He probably wants to follow before very long, so I just plow ahead and mention I have condoms. He gives that nice smile, and I say that in case maybe I could do something after all. He trails off. I think of the times I've heard other dancers discussing prices. Actually, it's been in the back of my mind all evening, and surprisingly, I don't hesitate or even feel doubtful. I just give him a number. Fuck it. Why shouldn't I get what I'm worth? He says that all sounds great, gives that smile again, and quickly walks over to lock the door, just in case. The nervous fluttering is turning into a smoldering burn in my belly. He comes back to the center of the room, and I reach for his shirt buttons. He says we probably shouldn't take too long. We start kissing playfully. He runs his hands over my back as I open the shirt and pull it loose. Once it's off his shoulders, we reach for each other's pants and start unfastening at the same time. The kissing starts to get hungry. I take a small step back and whip off my shirt and bra in one swoop. He's rock hard when my hand slides inside his pants, just as hard as my nipples suddenly feel under his warm fingers. I break away long enough to reach for my bag and find a condom, then turn back and shove him onto the couch. He lands with a thump and laughs while he helps me get his pants off. I'm a little too fixated on his cock to laugh, then too impatient to get the condom on right this second. I feel like I'm ready to burn up. He finishes rolling it all the way down, then gives himself a few more slow strokes while I slide my jeans over my hips. I sway a little getting them off, but I'm in no mood to take my time or tease us anymore. I free one leg and lunge forward to settle in his lap. It's the same position we were in not too long ago, which strikes me as funny. Then I look down at his bare chest and feel his heat under my hands, and I don't feel like laughing at all. I slide him inside, sink down with a gasp, and lean down to meet his hungry mouth again. I grind my hips back and forth. The couch rocks and squeaks under us. He grabs my ass and squeezes, then lightly scratches his fingernails all the way up my back. I throw my head back and moan, which turns into a yell when his mouth finds my nipple. For a few minutes, we bounce together, hard and steady, then gradually faster and faster. We barely look away from each other's eyes. His grunting signals that he's ready to unload, and I reach down and rub my clit to bring myself over the edge at the same time. My legs are shaking. A minute later, I pull myself off of him and step back. He teasingly asks why I'm not doing any special balancing tricks on his lap now. I look down and realize my pants are still caught around one ankle. We both laugh some more, still panting, while we stand up and start getting dressed. We don't even end up talking much more, but it's not awkward either. Things still feel as comfortable as they did when we were first chatting in the kitchen. Soon, he disappears into his room, then comes back and sets another envelope on the table while I'm putting on my shoes. This all feels surprisingly normal. It should be a little weird to be counting my payment and settling up at the same as I would for any other ordinary job. Shouldn't it? Maybe not. I wait for it to start feeling strange as I pick up my things. Then as we smile and thank each other. And then as we shake hands and I head for the door. Somehow, it never does. I just wish him good luck with the party and leave. On the way home, I eventually decide I should stop second-guessing anything after all and just enjoy a good night's work. It was a bonus for me in more ways than one. Everyone's happy. Why can't every job be like this?